Well, I'm not surprised to hear that Assange said that. Of course, we know that, according to retired General Wesley Clark, that shortly after 9/11, he was shown in the Pentagon a list of various countries that the U.S. planned to overthrow the governments of these countries, and certainly on the list after Iraq was Syria. Libya was also on the list, Sudan, and eventually Iran. And so the mere fact that this was a subject of a State Department cable is no surprise. It's also no surprise because a successive U.S. ambassadors to Syria have sought to undermine the Syrian government, and that includes Robert Ford. This clearly is a demonstration that just because the United States maintains diplomatic relations with a country doesn't mean that it's not going to try to undermine the government that it says it recognizes. So this is an extreme version of diplomacy by the U.S. government. And we also know that not only did the Obama administration seek these so-called regime changes through this responsibility to protect program, but this is these neocons who came up with this strategy in the Obama administration, many of them also worked for the George W. Bush administration, including people like Victoria Nuland at the State Department and others. So this is endemic, not only to Democratic administrations, but also Republican administrations. So this is a mindset that the United States has got to divorce itself from. Otherwise, why would any country in its right mind want to have diplomatic relations with the United States when the embassies serve as a focal point for regime change, so-called regime change?